Welcome to the Big Blue. How you feeling?
I feel good. I feel good, man. Ready to get things started.
You were doing some extra running after practice outside?
Yeah, you know, just conditioning purposes. Yeah, right. You know, gonna be a nice long season.
That's something you chose to do yourself? Or
yeah, I've been doing that since I started, you know, in the league. So I always condition myself.
Has this training camp felt any different?
It just started. I'll be able to answer that question when we get in pads. So.
You've been with the team for a couple of months now, you know, spring and everything. Do you yet have a sense of what this team can do, what this team can
do? You know, I said we got a lot of leadership on the team right now, for the most part. You know, right now it's just getting the pads on, seeing what we could do. You know, by being physical and being smart.
Do you view yourself in that role in that locker room?
You know, I feel like for me, for the most part, I'm a guy that I'm just go out there and play. You know, I'm just kind of try and contribute for the most part.
You have a certain goal for the training camp individually?
Certain goal. My goal every year going in is staying healthy, you know, and I feel like that's probably everybody's goal. So right now, just staying healthy.
With you and JPP, are you, you know, amenable to switching sides occasionally, or you want to stay on one side? Or?
I mean, I've always played on the right side, but if Spag got something, you know, me and JPP probably going to be open to it, so it's cool.
Dolphins coming into town August 12th. Any thoughts on the game against your old team?
Oh, man, I just wish them boys luck, man. That's it. You know, I'm grateful for the opportunity they gave me, you know, in my first 4 years in the league. And, you know, I just, you know, I guess it's like a little farewell party right there. And then keep it moving after that.
You're with a new team, new defense. What do you try to accomplish here in your first training camp?
I mean, first thing is making it through training camp. That's everybody's goal. But I would say, you know, as far as a team and as a defense working together and being able to communicate, that's the biggest thing right now that helps, you know, progress a defense is, you know, communication. So as long as the team could get on top of that, I think we'll be all right.
Coach said his biggest goal for the team was for you guys to be physical. Did you see that on day one?
Day one, we didn't really go against each other, so they can only do so much when you ain't got no pads on. So I'll answer that question again when we got pads on this week.
How much are you looking forward to that? How much Tuesday, Ben said to you, it's already kind of circled on the calendar?
Man, it's always a good feeling to get in the pads, you know, you shake all the rust off, you know, you get to put your hands on somebody. Ain't no better feeling than that.
You feel like that's the first day you can show them what they got in you?
Yeah, you know, as far as everybody, what they got, you know, what they had to show to offer, you know, being physical. You know, one thing about this game, you got to be physical. You can't be out there, you know, softpawing, anything like that. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing come Tuesday, to see who wants to come and play.
You mentioned the conditioning aspect of it. I know a lot of players now are wearing sensors and tracking and monitoring a lot of conditioning and dieting. Is that something you personally or the Giants as a team are implementing?
I mean, coming from the Dolphins, all the guys I've been around down there, you know, I learned from those guys, you know, how to take care of your body and, you know, what to put in your body. So, you know, I think that, you know, the organization over here is doing a great job in trying to implement that. You know, especially for the younger guys, you know, coming in, because, you know, this is all new to them. So I think if they could get, you know, a quick step on that, you know, everybody will be all right.
Yeah, you have a new team and a big contract. Does that add any level of pressure to you?
Not really. I mean, at the end of the day, it's football. So, I mean, I don't think football changes once you get money. I mean, to my eyes, it don't. But I'm just coming up here, just different scenery, coming to play football, man. That's it.
When you anything change for you, though,
or a little higher, though?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I already know that. I'll be a fool not to believe that. But, I mean, as long as I just stick to my game plan, I'll be all right.
That contract opened eyes around the league to a lot of people. Has that changed the way other people have perceived you or approached you?
Well, I mean, hey, it is what it is. You see, when you watch on film, you see what I could do, and then you can see what I could do. If you have something wrong about that, then you know you can always go against me and see what happens.
Coming into the NFC East now from the AFC, did you get a chance yet to study the Cowboys, the Eagles, and some of the division, the Redskins? What are you going to be going up against this season?
I mean, we went against that division last year, so I got a little sense of the type of players, type of caliber players that we're going against. But right now, we're just pretty much focusing on getting the plays in and working together as a unit.
When you report to training camp and Snacks is on pop, do you get concerned, or do you sit there and think, well, he'll be back in a couple of weeks?
Nah, Snacks will be all right. He's a soldier, so I ain't nobody really worried about that. He's going to be fine. He's been doing this for a long time, so I think he knows how to take care of his body.
Did you hear a lot about the contract from guys when you were seeing people around the league over the last couple of weeks?
Not really. I mean, if anything, all the guys were either happy for me. So, it was nothing too crazy.
Some of the guys who signed after you.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
They don't mind.
No, they don't. Everybody was fine.
Was there a lot of guys when they get a contract, sometimes a rookie contract, they have an idea in mind, get a car, buy a home for their parent. Anything you did once that deal was signed?
Look for a spot up here. I haven't really, thought of anything to get yet, so I don't know. I don't know. I haven't even thought about that, but right now, I don't know.
How would you accept the chemistry between you and your teammates?
I think it's fine. Still kind of fresh in the beginning. Still a little fresh, but at the same time, it's all about building the chemistry. Building the chemistry as an overall team, and I feel like with the type of leadership we got on both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, I think we could build that pretty fast.
You stepped into one of the worst defenses in the NFL history, if not the worst last year. A lot of changes this
last
year.
Question,
a lot of pressure on the defense, led by you and your contract. Tell us a little. Tell us what you think going into the season. Can this defense step up and make big progress?
I mean, I know as an organization, that's the last thing you want to be known for, is being the worst defense in history or last in the league. So I know everybody right now is just building and working to it to where we're not. We want to be better than we were last year. And it starts right now. It starts with training camp, having a strong training camp, and then having that lead into the season.
Do